Kent Shannon, Extension Ag Engineer.
Kent, why don't you tell me just a little bit about some of the work that you've been doing at in Missouri regarding research into precision agriculture and how it benefits farmers?
Here in Missouri, we've got a team of folks working on a few different things. Our main focus over the past couple of years has been looking at how we can better apply nitrogen on corn, specifically using some sensor-based technology, and we've been at that for, about 4 years, 3 years. We've worked with producers throughout the state setting out tests that we could do some evaluation of that technology, and are getting some results back that show that's somewhat of a promising technology that could be profitable for producers out there.
I guess there's a lot of benefits in precision agriculture, but one of the issues seems to be using an integrated approach with our precision agriculture, and I understand that's some of what you're looking at here in Missouri. What exactly is an integrated approach when it comes to precision ag?
I guess one of our thoughts is you look at the whole system of what you're doing. I guess another aspect of the research that our group down from me here and our USDA ARS group here is probably the lead partners as far as research, and they've sort of looked at, they've got some data on a couple of fields about since the early 90s. In one specific field, they haven't done any precision ag activities on that field specifically to look at some integration of how things work, and basically all that's been done on that field is data collection for all those years until I think last year was the first shot of implementing some precision ag technology on that field. So part of this is looking at data and how it all fits together. I think that's one of the questions we always get. How much data do I need, and how do I make this work? And so those are some things that we've been trying to work at here at the university as far as trying to help answer some of those questions.
According to the story that I read from the Ag Research Service, it was, if this is the field you're talking about, there's like an 89-acre field that was conventionally managed. It was a clay pan soil field with a corn soybean rotation, and that was between, you said, the early 90s, 1991 to 2003.
Yeah.
And you were looking at especially the erosion, the topsoil loss in that field. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
From my perspective, another aspect that was looked at is water quality. So that sort of looks at not just only what we somewhat utilize as an evaluation tool, just the yield, but other things such as erosion and water quality issues and how all this plays into effect as far as nutrient management on a field. And the other aspect of it is taking that data and putting economics to it. I think that's probably, from my perspective, has been one of the interesting things about that study is taking all that data, all the inputs that ever went into that field, and then spatially looking at economics across that field and bottom line, what really made money on that field. So those kind of data and analysis of that data can provide maybe some producers some ways to maybe think about how to manage a field a little bit differently. Is there areas in that field that erosion is a problem that field might get taken out of production and put in some kind of government program or those avenues?
That probably is the whole point here about precision agriculture. Environmental conservation is an important benefit of precision ag, but growers are only going to adopt the new technology if it helps cut their production costs or improve efficiency, right?
More often than not, that's sort of the bottom line. Though interesting enough, I find fascinating the we're sort of in the infancy of the adoption of high accurate GPS through the means of RTK networks, which can get us down within an inch. That technology is somewhat, I've been surprised in hearing folks don't really hesitate at the adoption of that. And when we look at the one aspect that we've talked about, where we've collected over 10 years worth of data and just beginning to think about those kind of things. We've got another technology that's just sort of boomed as far as auto guidance, and folks are adopting it without a whole lot of research being done of what's all the true economics of adopting a technology like that.
Well, are you finding that farmers are, maybe is it the higher price, higher crop prices, or the fact that the technology is becoming more available, that maybe farmers are becoming, are more readily adopting this kind of technology?
I think it's a combination of those things. Higher prices and good yields always make the look of doing some investment in any kind of technology or new equipment and those kind of things. You always see a swing in those kind of things, I think, when we have that happen. I think the availability of the technology and from an engineering standpoint, the technology is somewhat easier to use than when we started doing precision ag back 10 years ago.
Now, getting back to the nitrogen application aspect, which you first mentioned, a method of assessing nitrogen deficiency that was in this article that was about some of the work you're doing was measuring crop canopy reflectance. Can you explain that?
Basically, we're using some sensors that have an active light source, so they shine a light down on the crop, and then what's being reflected back is sensed into the sensor, and then that information is then turned into a nitrogen rate based on some area of the field that has sufficient amount of nitrogen on it.
And according to this article, it said that method could, in a cornfield, might increase profits by as much as $15 per acre. That's pretty significant for a grower.
I think if you look at some of the technology that we're beginning to see in sensors of being able to do things on the go, I think that's still a very attractive. And bottom line, producers, if they can make decisions in today's world, the quicker they can make a decision, that decision could potentially make them some money.